Jonathan, so we have an update on our topic that we've been covering about whether WordPress is going to continue to exist or not. WP Engine.
Is that the topic?
Yeah, WP Engine, they have fixed their problem of being blocked. They are no longer blocked. Plugins and themes now have the ability to be updated.
How do you reckon they did it?
The details haven't been published, but it's got to be a mirror. Right? I think exactly as Matt even suggested that they do. They've mirrored the plugins and themes and updates server, and they're serving it themselves, which is really a great step towards distribution. You know, in terms of WordPress, this whole incident has brought up the concept of, well, we've all had this center point of failure. All of these giant websites in the world, you know, what do we say? 50% of the web, 40% of the web, 30% of the web, whatever it is. It's a huge statistic, and every single one of them has a single point of failure, which is .org.
So would you mind like explaining how that works technically? Like, is the idea that a mirror is just taking a like one-time clone of .org and then relaying that to their customers so that only one source is hitting .org? Like, how does that work with .org?
Yeah, look, so I don't know the details specifically of how WP Engine have done anything, because they haven't published, but...
Yeah, how would it typically be expected to work?
Yeah. So all of the code that powers WordPress.org, almost all of the code is actually open source. And you can go and browse. For example, I once did a deep dive on the plugin directory and what is the algorithm that goes into ordering the plugins when you do a search.
Right.
And so that all that code is available online. So what's happened is WP Engine have essentially taken the code that for the server that runs the updates and duplicated a new server and is able to now send requests to that server for updates instead of to WordPress.org.
What I'm curious about, though, is if someone uploads a new update to a plugin on WordPress.org, how does that end up in this mirror?
Yeah, so there are two ways you could do it. Either you just mirror all of the plugins and themes, and I know a lot of security researchers already do that anyway. It's not as impossible a task as you might think, because it is really handy as a security researcher to be able to just go, I'm just going to run here. I found this one weird vulnerability. I'm just going to run it against every plugin, right? Or the other thing is, like, if you have this one update server in one place, maybe if it's not associated with any of your other IP ranges, it can be requesting files directly from WordPress.org and sort of passing those on in real time. I'm not sure, but that's essentially how I would do it.
Interesting. It was interesting to see Matt. He referenced that apparently .org is serving 30,000 requests per second. And he welcomed anyone else like who wanted to step up and like solve this and also contribute thousands of hours to the project. Cloudflare piped in on the thread.
Oh yeah,
and was like, "Hey, we're willing to help with this." And so it's like there's a growing sense of external interest around this. I wonder what's the degree of sincerity on Matt's part in extending that invitation to someone else to step up? Like, would he cooperate? Does he really want that?
Mm.
I think are fair questions, but people are not just saying, no, we could never do that. People are saying, actually, okay, this is interesting. Like, what does it take to do this?
Yeah. The other question that's crossed my mind is Matt genuine about his claim that WordPress is going to live forever? In terms of an open source project, does he truly believe that an open source project can't die? You know, I mean, of course the source code will live on indefinitely.
Right. Joomla never
exactly. died. But nobody uses it, right? So, and I mean, essentially, nobody uses it. And the same decline could happen with WordPress, and that would be such a loss for open source. And it is possible. In fact, this does seem to be starting to happen. A lot of like we've talked about in the previous episodes, you know, a lot of businesses are starting to rethink. We've heard reports of big enterprise companies rethinking whether they're using WordPress or not. And maybe it's safer to just pay someone with an SLA. So
one of the ideas that I've been thinking about more, it's been building over the past week or so, is, are you familiar with the concept of tithing?
Yes, I'm familiar with it. It's something that Christians do, right? It's like a 10%, is it? Or that
generally,
Christians
yes.
give to their churches of their income.
Yes, and what about from the Jewish perspective? Like, how is tithe treated, if at all?
There's stuff in the Torah about it, but it's not. I think tithing is something that maybe we did in temple times, but the temple doesn't exist anymore.
Got it. Okay, so you have this idea of tithe that's fairly common in Christendom with various degrees of adherence. Some take it very seriously. And most, I'd say, don't. It's understood as a fairly optional thing, and that will vary from like denomination to denomination. And then taxes, of course, we're all very familiar with.
I'm familiar with taxes. Yes, I know taxes. About taxes.
And to me, Five for the Future had what I would at least describe, and I know at least a few others as this tithe-like connotation to it. Like there was a lot of subjectivity to how it would be spent and flexibility in it, but it's just the idea that hey, if we all contribute 5%, like our ecosystem is going to be better for it, and it was a nice idea.
Oh yeah, man! Like people often ask me, what do you do for work? Who do you work for? And I say, well, I'm a sponsored contributor to an open source project. It's great. I don't necessarily have like a boss because I work for myself. It's just this wonderful thing because there's this code. It's not owned by anybody. Everybody, the community around it just chooses to contribute to it to make it better because that we all use it. It's just this wonderful altruistic thing. And that's how I've always presented WordPress. And I felt so good about it.
If you'll pardon my probable stretching of the Torah then, you're more akin to one of the Levites who is being like sustained by the community, but then suddenly it's becoming clear to me that we in fact have a king, and the king is asking for taxes.
Right. So this isn't some altruistic tithe to the Church of WordPress. Actually, no. The Five for the Future is a requirement. It's a tax. And what we've seen with WP Engine is the king is now saying, all right, I'm going to enforce this.
And while that's not what's exactly being said, Matt, still saying it's a requirement. In fact, they even removed the 5% reference to say contributions. And yet I can't help but it's like, it feels like it's not the same. Something has switched here. And I think part of this is the complexity of the trademark piece. The repository just dropped coverage, which was excellent, rated a good write-up of all the details that are being covered, and she interviewed Matt directly. And Matt has since said that 8% isn't good enough. It's probably going to be more. Like there's all this stuff.
Yeah, this 8% thing just came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Well, it felt to me like a combination of Five for the Future and then maybe 3% for Woo. Or something.
Yeah, but there's this deal that Matt has had in the background, which feels so wrong that he's had this deal now with other hosting companies. It's been active for who knows how long, that hosting companies pay automatic their competitor some amount of money in order to be able to use the word WordPress and Woo.
Right. And up till now, like with the deal with Newfold is a pretty like friendly deal from what it seems on the outside. Newfold is also using WP Cloud. Mm-hmm. But the problem I'm having is that it's becoming arbitrary, and Matt's public sentiments are, well, basically, if you're a good actor, you have nothing to worry about.
Just pay your taxes.
It's going to be fine. And
not just pay your taxes, just pay your taxes to your competitor. It's ridiculous. Oh man.
And we've gone from this idea where the emphasis has been now to be fair, I don't feel like the Five for the Future, at least as it was working.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
In reality, very few companies were actually contributing. And why would they? What's the economic incentive for them? Because we are, in fact, not a church. And because in general, it's like when you go to church and you're paying tithe in a typical like Christendom situation, you see the benefits because you're attending and you can see what it's connected to, right? But for a lot of the hosting companies, they can see benefits, they cannot. But at the end of the day, like there's no reason they had to do it. They're free riders. And that's actually an important part of an ecosystem. If everyone had to pay, then what makes us that different from a proprietary platform?
All right. So Jonathan, put yourself in the leader of an open source project's shoes, right? You've started this project, it's open source, and it's just been meteoric. It's just been huge. It's had such an impact. It's people describe it as one of the most important open source projects of all time, right there next to Linux and Mozilla, Firefox, right? And you...
Poor Firefox.
Oh, yeah. I know. And another example of open source. And you start to notice that your growth starts to plateau and, you know, sits at a very, very high level in terms of installs on the web, but it's not really growing at the same pace it used to. And what's more is your contributions, maybe they're starting to drop off. Maybe there's less people contributing to the project. And there's lots of people making money from the project, including you. So what do? You want more people to contribute, right? So how do you get them to contribute?
Well, what I hope I wouldn't do would be to throw a fit, which is what it feels like has been happening. I can't imagine, like, I've appreciated Matt's willingness to do these interviews. I found them enlightening and insightful. And on the other side of it, though, it just feels like Matt's disconnected from the reality of what's happening.
Tone deaf.
Yeah.
Absolutely tone deaf.
And it feels like he's throwing a fit. And I believe he's sincere. I believe he intends, he thinks he's doing well, but it's like, there's this, what I would perhaps ungenerously describe as a lack of emotional intelligence about the impact of his actions on the people in WordPress.
Well, that's why I said that earlier, is that I think he doesn't really believe that WordPress can fail. He's convinced that it's completely safe because it's open source.
So if I wouldn't do that, where I think what's missing, where I think the opportunity here is to think about how do you create incentives in such a way where you're not having to use force? Because WP Engine isn't really, they're being backed into a corner and forced to come up with their own solutions, which is going to only lead, I don't think this is going to go the way that Matt thinks it's going to go.
If I were GoDaddy, if I were another big host, I would be developing my own mirrorof.org as well. And I don't think that that's what Matt wants, right? It's not good from an ecosystem perspective, is it? Having all of these different mirrors of plugin and theme repos, because suddenly it's only one very small step from here to WP Engine saying, hey, we now support all of these premium plugins,
yes,
on our repo. ACF Pro is just in the plugin repo.
Yep.
And then the plugin team, which, you know, I'm a member of, we don't have any oversight over that. We don't have any insight into that. We can't control that. And now people are going to be reaching out to us saying, how come ACF Pro isn't in the plugin repo? You know, things like that. It's slippery slope from here.
I don't think the tithing didn't work in our ecosystem. Taxes.
Well,
isn't...
well, no, it was working. It was working. WordPress was having regular releases. People were contributing. Maybe the contribution rate went down a little bit. And, you know, certainly it's going to go down a lot from here. It's going to really, really suffer. I think people are really losing motivation and trust and thinking, what have I put all my hours into just for automatic to have for Matt to just have a hissy fit, and now all this work, what was it for? A lot of people are in that boat. But
Matt says that he tried the carrot for years and now he's using the stick, and I'm not convinced that he had the carrot right.
I don't know if there is a right way to do it. I don't think that there needs to be a right way to do it. Things were working, so why break it?